My name is Trenton. I am 16 years old. Today is Monday, November 27th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Trent, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Rochester, New York. So, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
My childhood. Grew up in Williamson, New York, ninth out of 11 children. My childhood, grew up in a home where we had a mom and dad present. Again, lots of siblings. Lot of love, a very strong Christian based family. Went to church on Sundays and also throughout different services throughout the week. A lot of opportunity to play outside. That's in a nutshell. That's pretty much it.
What about you? How were you like as a child?
I was really shy growing up, but very close with my siblings, and I did have friends where I was able to go and stay the night with some friends and played sports throughout my school, during school. Played basketball and track. I wrestled one year, but basketball and track was the main two sports that I ended up playing.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
I would say my father would be the main influence, and then I probably would say that well, my mom would be a main influence, I would say, on my life. So I would say my parents.
And what mark did they leave? How did they influence you?
They mainly by leading from by example. Like again, 'cause coming from a Christian-based home, they didn't smoke, didn't drink. They treated each other with respect. I never seen them, fight or argue. So that's one, great impression. Well, multiple great impressions, actually. One, like I said, the loving portion within the home, and then also they were very God-fearing as well. So I would say that would be another great impression.
How has that impacted the way you live your life today?
So I just it taught me how to, love and treat my wife and children, and also to be that God-fearing example in the home as well.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
I would say the most difficult moment in my life that I can think of was growing up. I did struggle with stuttering, and I did have to repeat kindergarten because I refused to really open up and talk during classes, knowing that I had a lot of moments where I kind of felt that I was going to stutter. So I would basically kind of shut down and not talk. So it was difficult knowing that I had to repeat kindergarten and meet new friends. And again, now I got new people that I was, or going to be stuttering in front of. So that was a pretty challenging moment for me.
How did you get through that? What did you do?
I leaned on my parents, I guess, for guidance for the most part. I mean, I was very comfortable stuttering around them for sure. They were very patient, with me and guiding me and encouraging me. So I would say through love and encouragement, and I'm sure prayer from that my parents had set up in my behalf at that young age, I would say is what probably helped me guide me through my school years.
How did you decide what you wanted to do for the future?
I knew that I wanted or felt more comfortable in a leadership type role based off of some past experiences through life, going to the military, doing some leading in church, and then watching my father kind of having some of those leadership qualities. So I kind of seen some of those qualities developed in myself. Helped me know what direction I wanted to kind of move into, to some type of leadership type role. So I would kind of say that's what helped me.
What specific lessons did you being in the service teach you that you still carry with you?
What lessons? What lessons you said?
Yes, that you learned of serving in the military that you still carry with you.
I don't know if this is pretty lessons though. Let me think here. I guess nothing coming to mind right now with that one. I know a lot of the things that I give credit to my upbringing on a lot of different qualities and values that I attempt at least to carry out each day, more so than the military. Maybe there is one that did come to mind, trying to be prompt, I guess, trying to be on time. I know one thing about the military had that, they would say that if you make it right at time, you're really late. So they stressed in us, whatever we did, we needed to be early versus being just on, making it right on time. So I don't know if that answers the question or not, but that's one thing that came to mind, that something that even to this day I try to be early wherever I'm going.
Would you still carry that lesson if you hadn't served in the military?
I would say yes. I would have to say yes, only because that's why I struggle with that question, is because a lot of that I actually developed in my upbringing. My father, he had the same tendencies to always be early wherever he went, so that's why I struggled with the giving the credit per se to the military versus my upbringing.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you? Why or why not?
I can go back. It's always sometimes good to think back, and there's always some good things, that you reminisce about when you were younger and in that teenage era. But then as far as going back, then, that's another tough one. Could you rephrase that question one more time?
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
I'm gonna say no, even though I enjoyed my teenage years, but I'm gonna say no.
Why not?
Oh, I knew you were gonna say that. Let me think about this. Okay, so if I relive my teenage years, maybe I'm looking too much into the question. So let me say yes. I'm just, because I enjoyed my teenage years. So I'm gonna say yes. I enjoyed my teenage years, and then you probably want to know why, right? Why I'm saying yes now. So, well, because I really enjoyed it. It was fun times, a lot of memories back in the 80s, which to me is the best time, the best decade of the 80s. It was just great in terms of it wasn't a lot of responsibility. It just felt like it wasn't like a lot of responsibility. You know, it just felt like it was a lot of fun. You know, during that time, I know that there were some struggles, but I didn't feel the struggles. So it was free, stress-free, great times, great, you know, with great friends, whether it was work, playing outside with neighbors all day long, especially during the summertime, we didn't have to go to school, whether it was great friends that I was, you know, that I had while at church. So, yes, it was, I would say yes to answer that question, and then I gave the reason why.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
My teenage self, right? Is it my teenage self?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one, I would say in terms of the stuttering I mentioned earlier, is to get, you know, counseling and help earlier, even during the teenage years. Two, I would have pushed myself more to be more sociable, even though, again, I just mentioned about all the great friends and all that, but I was a shy kid. So I would push myself to have come out of my shell, which would help me later in life, those are things I wish I could have done a little bit differently. I also would say more active as a teenager in the church versus looking at it more of opportunity to meet, or should I say reconnect with some of my friends. I would say that those are goals right there.
If you followed this advice as a teenager, how do you think this would impact your life now?
I would have been more advanced today if I would have done things a little bit different when I was a teenager. Obviously, it's hard, you know. Obviously, it's too late at this moment. But if I could go back, if I would have done those things, I would have been further ahead in education, further ahead social skills, further ahead even with my spirituality.
Tell me about how you met Mom.
Oh, that's a good one. You got time for this one? Okay. So actually, just real quick, high level though, we actually met at a church event. She actually, you know, was probably stalking me, but well, that's okay. Never mind. Well, no, I'm just joking. You can scratch that. I was just joking. No, we met at church actually. It was a church event.
Tell me about when you found out you were going to be a father.
When I found out I was going to be a father, I was happy and shocked at the same time. It was like a surreal moment when just obviously happy, but the shocking part was more just almost like, you know, am I really going to be a father? You know, so anyway, it was just a shocking and surreal moment, but very, very, very exciting.
Tell me about the day I was born. How did you feel the first time you saw me, the first time you held me?
I wanted to drop you, but my mom wouldn't let me. No, just joking. You can catch that part too. Okay. So no, it again, very exciting. It's just one of those moments that are very hard to really describe, because you're holding a little one in your hand that you're that you're a part of, that you're responsible for. So it was, you know, again, a moment that will never be, that you never forget. Very, again, very exciting time in your life, a new chapter, right? That we were, that we, you know, we were a part of. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's something that you'll never forget. I remember exactly the time that you were born. It was 5 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes you do think back and reminisce a little bit and kind of wish you can go back to those, to that moment. But at the same time, you know, again, there's always going to be chapters unfolding that you have to move forward.
What was I like as a child?
You were bad. Okay. Let's get to that right now. Not joking. Again, you stretched that too. Now, as a baby, as a child, you said?
Yeah.
As a child?
Yeah, child and growing up.
Okay. I think that you were, and still, really, kind of shy to a certain degree as well. Just like your dad and your mom as well, you know. But you were shy, and very inquisitive kid. You wish you had your mind on something though. I think that you were, you know, you kind of went after it. A good example of that one was when you were in karate, when you went after the first ceremony that you went through in terms of like moving up ceremonies or, you know, advancement ceremonies, and you've seen some of your friends go from one color to another color, and you remained in the same color, which is the white belt, but I think you got two stripes, and you were disappointed that you didn't go to the next color. So the very next day after the ceremony, you were very determined that you were going to work harder, take more classes, the classes that were offered throughout in one day. You were very determined, even went on some of the Saturday classes, to the point where the next few moving up ceremonies, you went from one cut to the next. That's just one example, but we can give another example if needed, even when you even in track.
How has being a parent changed you?
I would say that you really give up on your goals per se, and you focus more on your children's goals. So it's all about the children, you know, the children. What the children's needs always come first before the parent needs. But I think that's a very important thing for any good parent would definitely do.
How has life as a parent been different from what you imagined growing up?
How has it been different than what I had imagined growing up? I probably would say that kind of what I mentioned earlier is that as a child, it felt like it was all fun for me. I think that not realizing the specifics of what those things that my parents gave up for me. So I knew that, for example, that my parents would make sure I went to the basketball practice, track practice. They, you know, they picked us up, and we ate every day. You know, those are things that as a child you can kind of take for granted a little bit, not realizing the hard work that my parents really had, what they did, what they gave up to ensure that we had basketball sneakers each basketball season on top of school sneakers. Those are just things that you don't, you didn't really think about until later in life. And then as I would think back, knowing that my parents had, like I say, 11 kids and 8 boys, and all the boys played basketball every year. That's a lot. That's a lot of sacrifices that they made that, you know, you don't realize it until you become a parent yourself.
Tell me a favorite memory of me.
I would say, one of them is one thing I mentioned earlier was, that's related to karate. It's a very memorable moment that day, that very next day, when knowing that you didn't move after that moving up ceremony, when you came down them stairs and you said, "Daddy, I'm ready to go to practice," and at that to karate practice, and at that time, you typically wouldn't go at that hour. You typically would have went the second session, not the first available session of the day. But I seen it on your face, and I knew it, because you never said that the reason why you wanted to go. We never knew that you were even upstairs changing, preparing to go. And the day before, you never said, "Oh, tomorrow I want to start going earlier." You know, you just, when you came on the stairs, it was something that we seen it in your face, heard it in your voice, and so yeah, I think that's certainly a memorable moment. But there's a bunch of them. I mean, you know, first day of school, the time that you spent with Grandma Buckner, how you used to help her open the door for her, and it's like you were very proud about making sure, helping her stand up, walking her to the door, opening. You want to be the one to do it. I mean, there's so many memorable moments. It's a bunch of them. Your first birthday party that we had for you, how you were destroying the Elmo cake. I mean, there's so many of them.
If you could do it over again, how would you raise me differently?
If I could do it over again, how would I raise you differently? I think one thing when you look at the fact that we have 3 kids, and you were the first kid, you were the first child. I found myself, I think, working a little bit more, too much. I shouldn't say too much, but working a lot, just trying to build that foundation and trying to save money, trying to make sure that we had the things that we needed. Even though I'm still working 2 jobs now, I think I probably wish I would have spent more time with you versus necessarily work, because I think that bonding part is important, and it's hard to kind of get that back.
Thank you. That's it.